and Co. Follow us on the gram at Cap and Co. and ESPN_Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Thank you, Danny Zetterman. Thank you, Christopher Black. And thank you, Jeff Dickerson, for being part of the show today. And most importantly, thank you to the amazing amount of callers that we've had, not just today, all week. I'm glad we could be here to do that for you and to provide you that forum. Crosstalk brought to you by the Hawthorne Racecourse. With sports betting on lockdown, fans are returning to America's original sport, horse racing. Download the Club Hawthorne app and wager on races from around the world at clubhawthorneapp.com. Carm and Yerk are in here, and I, one more time, will give a little announcement. Sylvie Strong shirts available now at obviousshirts.com. Proceeds benefit the V Foundation, but they show support for our guy, Sylvie.
My shirt arrived today.
Yeah, I got my text yesterday, said mine would be arriving. I have some already. You saw I wore it the other day, but I bought more for my brother and his wife.
And family. The family.
So
wonderful.
Go home and
all good.
Check it out.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
How about the neighbors, kid? You get the neighbors any?
I did not get the neighbors
any. Think about that, man.
I bought six.
Oh. The neighbors can get their own shirts.
Yeah.
Tell them to go online and get their shirts, for crying out.
I don't know. Campy's quite the philanthropist. Never know. Very philanthropic.
It's all right. They can go get theirs.
Never know.
Did you guys hear Max Kellerman's idiotic take on hockey?
No.
I had to blast him yesterday.
Max Kellerman.
Yeah. This is Max
Who's
Kellerman.
Who's he work for?
For ESPN?
I don't know.
Max Kellerman works for ESPN.
He's on First Take.
Listen, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but in the United States of America, no one really cares about hockey. You know, the old joke is every town has 20,000 hockey fans. They all have season tickets. So the arenas are always sold out, but the TV ratings don't do anything. So it's not one of the four major team sports.
Okay, let me just enlighten you, Max, and I don't name call on the show unless people deserve
it. No, name call.
That is one of the most idiotic opinions that I have ever heard. I work at NBC Sports Chicago. Pat Boyle is the face of our coverage there. Eddie Olczyk and Pat Foley broadcast on our station. They are our voices. The highest rated regular season, not playoff, games in the history of our station. I'm talking just regular season. I'm not including the playoffs. Happen to be hockey games. And that's when the Bulls were good, when Tibbs
was
here.
More than Cub games, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
And if you include the playoffs, now again, baseball doesn't put their playoffs on regional television, but the Bulls playoffs were, and the Blackhawks playoffs, the Blackhawks by far.
Well, I think he maybe is talking more from a national scope anyway, too. I mean, it's unfortunate, but he's not wrong. I mean, hockey doesn't rate on nationally.
That's it's right. One of the four majors.
Nobody in Louisiana cares about hockey.
Yeah, of course.
That's true.
That's very true.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, you got a handful of people in Kentucky that might consider even what the hockey might be about.
You know, how many, the thing that hockey, the
hockey
challenges,
doesn't have to appease to everyone.
Right, it doesn't. I mean, not every sport does.
Right, not everything is for everyone. It's okay. It is for its audience. Its audience is very proud of hockey, whatever it is. Kellerman's got to say something. He's got 4 hours to fill. His mouth has got to move at some point. He's got to say something. So I wish him luck. It's hard to come up with thoughts sometimes out of that mouth of his.
Think about everywhere you go across this country right now, you'll see kids wearing, if you're talking about a football jersey, you're going to see kids wearing Patrick Mahomes jerseys. Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what you're going to see.
Sylvie's kids wearing one now.
My kid's got one.
My son's got a Patrick Mahomes jersey. If you look at the top 10, I think you've got Mahomes, you got Lamar Jackson.
Sure, absolutely.
I think you got Jimmy G, Jimmy Garoppolo somewhere down the line.
Probably still see a lot of Tom Brady's, especially now that it's a different team and people can buy that jersey. Like, the best player in the sport, let's say, is Patrick Mahomes, and that's the jersey you see. You're not going to see kids walking around in this country with Connor McDavid jerseys on. It's just the reality. First of all, he doesn't play in this country. He plays in Canada. You know, I mean, it's not how many people know who he is. How is he marketed? It's hockey's different. You know, Blackhawk fans, I think, are passionate here. I don't know what the number is. Are there 100,000 of us? Are there 500? Are there a million of us? I really don't know. I can't put a number. Let's say there's a million. But out of that percentage, even people that identify themselves as passionate hockey fans, how well do they know the league? How well do they know the other players, the other coaches, the other teams? Man, the way we do, the way we do in the NBA. Everybody knows LeBron James, no matter where you are, whether Kevin you Durant. Love him or you hate him. Everybody knows Curry. Kevin Durant. Everybody knows Steph Curry. Everybody knows Tom Brady. Everybody knows, Philip Rivers, probably, even for crying out loud. Maybe not as much playing his whole career up until now on the West Coast, but
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon, good call. Ezekiel Elliott. Saquon Barkley.
The little guy.
Patrick
out of
Mahomes.
The little guy, Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey. So those are the challenges hockey faces.
You're gonna
it's
see,
not for everybody.
You're
going to
see a Connor McDavid jersey just plastered on the ice in a few weeks. You know why? Duncan Keith's going to kick his
I hope so. I think the Hawks held him pointless in the two games they played. Now, he missed one of the games. The Hawks played Edmonton three times. I don't think he played in one of them. And the Hawks did hold him.
He got hurt the game before.
That's right. That's right. The Hawks held him pointless, which is not easy to do.
And you got Leon Draisaitl you've got to deal with, your MVP this year.
Draisaitl or Panarin might be the MVP.
Don't they got
a
Ted Nugent Hopkins, too?
Ryan Nugent Hopkins. Yes, they do. Leon Draisaitl's terrific as well.
Also, did you see the report? And full credit to Bruce Levine, because
he had
it.
Yeah.
Bruce, MLB team broadcasters will reportedly be calling all 2020 road games off monitors, either in their home stadium while the team's on the road or at the station.
Why just do them at home in their pajamas? What's the difference?
Why would you be at the home stadium?
It depends on what the setup is, what they have.
I would think they just do it like from a broadcast studio somewhere, from their TV, from their regional, you know, the
like you guys
network.
See me every Friday from November to March. I run out of here on Friday because I tell you I got a flight to catch.
Yes.
And I go do a game. I'm fully expecting that NBC will call me in the fall and go, you're flying to Stamford and you're going to call the game from the studio and then you're going to stay overnight and you're going to call another one tomorrow.
Absolutely. 100%. And so what, like Len and JD will just call the game from the Marquee Network studios,
correct.
Right? That's what they'll do.
Correct.
Yeah.
Or in their booth at Wrigley, wherever the setup is the best.
Yeah. We were saying, are they going to have... like in Bull Durham, the crack of the, you know, like the sound effects.
Yeah, that's sound effects.
Joking. Yeah. Bass hit single off of Nuke LaLoosh.
Oh, Nuke LaLoosh doesn't have it today. He gives up a double to the power out.
Listen to that crowd.
Yeah,
like in Major League.
Yeah, Major League, yeah.
Listen to that crowd.
Listen to those Indian fans really get behind their team.
Woo,
woo. Woo, let's go.
Can you name the comic next to Bob Uecker in that show? He performed at Zany's all the time.
The comic that was next to Bob.
He was the color analyst in Major League.
Really? That actor? I didn't know that.
Skip Griparis.
I did not know that. I would never
seen
have gotten
him
that.
Five times at Zany's. He's
Dynamite
hilarious.
Dropping money.
You can't say GD on the air. Don't worry about it. No one's listening
That's all
anyway.
We got. One GD hit. It's so great. I love it.
The best. So good.
Oh, man.
So good.
Those
anyway.
Are the two best baseball movies ever, Major League and Bull Durham.
Ask Black. He likes The Natural.
Black's Black hates The Natural.
I know.
I know.
I love it. My late father made me sit and watch it with him once.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And then it became our thing, and now he's gone. So every time it's on, my wife and I both love it. We watch it. I'm like, hey, Dad, watching our movie.
The Natural was on. Like, Chris is a little bit younger, too. When we were kids, The Natural was on Channel 9 every other weekend.
Felt that way.
Right? So we kind of always grew up. The Natural was just always on TV. And I like it. I don't know. I don't think it's a great movie. I liked it because it was kind of, I don't know, you feel like it's a part of your childhood. I love Robert Redford, you know, and so we watched it a million times. But I could probably name five baseball movies that are better.
At least.
Than The Natural. The Sandlot is better.
We've done this.
Yeah, Bull Durham is better. Major League is better, you know. Bang the Drum Slowly,
that's a great movie.
Yes.
Young De Niro.
Very young. It was one of his first, you know, first roles. Absolutely. A very young Robert
Isn't he
De Niro.
The catcher?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, is there another one? I don't know. You can go like all the way back to Pride and the Yankees and some of that, I guess, too. But.
Gary Cooper.
That's right.
I watched a non-sports movie the other day. My wife and I, we've seen it a billion times. It came on. It's one of those movies. I'm like, I got to watch it. And it was right at the beginning, and I stayed up. The Equalizer Part 2.
Yes. I like them both.
So good.
I was a fan of both
when
of them.
When he's on the train to Turkey.
Oh, yeah. Love it. When Denzel goes on the rampage, I'm all in. That's it, man. The two biggest badasses out there are Liam Neeson and Denzel when it comes to just, you know, kicking ass and taking names.
John Wick.
How about the
John Wick. Keanu Reeves is pretty great.
John Wick has crossed over there.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves has joined their ranks. Yeah. You're right. Like, they're elevated, man. When they're on the rampage, forget about it, man.
How about
that's
the scene when he goes up to those arrogant, like, stockbrokers?
Stick it to him.
He goes, you ever seen one of those credit cards?
Look at that. Yeah, I love it.
Put yourself a nice tip on there, and then he takes it and slices the guy up with it.
Both Equalizer movies. Huge fan. Absolutely. And the John Wick movies are fantastic.
I've only seen the first one.
Oh, man.
Seen them all.
How many are there?
There's three.
So I need to watch the other two.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first one's the best, as they normally are.
Right.
Like, the first one is great. I mean, everything about it. They get a little bit more, what would you say, Yerk? I mean, they get more ridiculous as they go, but it's just so much fun. Yeah.
Welcome to the Continental.
Yeah, it's good stuff. You should watch the other two if you like the first one.
What about Taken? Do you like Taken?
Yeah, as I said, Liam Neeson. Oh, yeah.
The second and third, the subsequent one was awesome.
Absolutely awesome. Yes.
And for me, Jack Reacher was fantastic.
Love Jack Reacher. That's another very good one.
Do you know what they just fired up this morning? The fountains outside the Bellagio for the first time.
Did they?
Fired them up.
Beautiful. I like to hear that.
I thought you were going to tell me the fountain here at Grand Park.
Buckingham Fountain? Have they turned it on? I doubt it.
I don't think it has been turned on.
I don't think so.
I'm waiting.
Come on, open it up, baby.
I just saw the video.
So the fountains are on. All right, Vegas is coming back.
There you go. Are you going to go in August?
I'm calling today. I've been putting it off. I keep saying I'm going to call and then I haven't. I'm going to call and I'm going to talk to the Aria today just to get a feel for, like, what's happening. Is the pool going
to
be open?
Start to get a feel of.
Is the pool going to be open?
Charge. Dun, 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 dun. Charge!
Because if they're like, well, there's going to be it's going to be a 20% capacity, and it's like, you know, the pool's not rocking and rolling.
Then there's no point in going.
No, I mean, I love gambling, but I'm not going to go. You know, the reason I go to Vegas, my day is very structured in Vegas. Okay, I have a plan. I have things that I like to do, and a considerable amount of the day, especially in August,
is spent
at the pool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to know if Sapphire's is open. That's all I want to know.
Well, this is a couples trip, so that wouldn't happen anyway. Yeah. But
you'd be surprised. Some of the ladies are a little more accepting of that than others are.
Well, not even accepting, a little bit more adventure. My wife asked once.
Adventure.
I said, I don't know.
I always say it's like going hunting without a gun.
She thought about it once. Yeah.
You know, you go to a strip club with your wife.
I would have felt awkward.
Boy.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I almost felt like is this entrapment? What am I supposed to say?
She looking to do?
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I don't know.
What if she makes the suggestion about a little double bubble, and what are you supposed to say?
Are you supposed to say absolutely not?
But yeah, that'll never happen.
No. But she floated the idea one time. I was like, no, I don't think so. Maybe we'll see what happens this time around.
I missed out on one story I really wanted to get to. Porn star arrested for
Nacho
dog's
Vidal.
Death from inhaling toad venom.
I saw that, yes.
Nacho Vidal, 46.
Yeah. Boy, I'm familiar with Nacho Vidal.
Are you?
I don't know if you are. You've seen him before.
I don't know if I remember by name his exact repertoire.
You've seen him.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sure on X-Hamster.
He's
going to
be
he's
going to be in high demand in prison. That's all I'll say. So good luck to you, Nacho. I don't know what else to tell you here.
Wow, Carm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good luck to you. Toad venom. I mean, what is wrong with people? I don't understand.
Can't enjoy.
I'm trying to get that buzz, man.
Oh, can't have a glass of bourbon or get stoned and enjoy life.
I mean, just do it the old-fashioned way, for crying out loud.
Have a glass of bourbon, have an edible. I mean, it's all legal. You got to go with the toad venom?
Toad venom? Like, what are you doing?
Just wanted to get buzzed up, Carm, that's all.
Bath salts. And what are you people doing? Do I got to come over and smack some sense into you?
I think you need to, Carm.
It's crazy.
I need you.
Absolutely.
You need
crazy.
To smack some sense into some people, Carm.
Good Lord.
All right, I got to get out of your guys' way.
All right. See you, Cappy.
Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay.
Chris Black, Danny, and I back at 9 a.m. The Carmen and Yurko Show with Merck is next. Stay safe, stay healthy out there. Love you.
Stream ESPN 1000 anytime through the ESPN Chicago app.
Listening to Carmen and Yurko. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
great song. Carmen and Yurko, welcome in on this Thursday. Jump in and join the conversation. It's been a hectic week, right?
312-332-3776.
Throw it out there, Yurko.
Throw the number out there. Carm, what are we going to talk about today?
We're going to talk about whatever the people want to talk about. The people want to still vent. People want to share stories. People want to ask for change, compassion. Whatever you want to call us up and talk about, call us up and we're here for you. That's what we do. 312-332-3776. The city's starting to open back up, which does feel nice. Walked around the loop a little bit when I got downtown today. And it is more bustling than it's been. I mean, bustling is probably way too strong of a word. But just compared to what it's been the last 3 months, it feels like it's kind of getting back to normal a little bit. There is, without question, just more of a presence in and around the loop today than there's been. It's the most it's been in since, you know, the first week of March, Yurk. And it's kind of feels nice, you know. Some of the bridges still up. I think everybody's a lot of police officers still around trying to make sure that
as long as crazy Jeff Bridges happens, is not up, that's
Jeff,
okay.
Jeff Bridges,
Bridges too. You know,
one of my the Bridges brothers.
As
my
long
favorite
as they're
actors.
Not up, yeah. We're fine. But some of the bridges still up.
Yeah, some of them still are. State Street, right here in out by us, the State Street Bridge is still up. A bunch coming across the river. From the west into the loop, like if you go down Jackson and Adams right. Monroe, those bridges are still up.
I had Lakeshore Drive smooth sailing in today. Getting out of the city, not an issue for me, heading toward the south. So both of my avenues of usually getting into work are up and running, and everything is good. No issues whatsoever as we start moving
forward.
Feels
like we're coming back a little, which is good. The protests have been peaceful, at least much more so. They were out in the suburbs the last couple nights, and there was one not far from me in LaGrange that was very peaceful yesterday. I think there's another one planned for the weekend, but that is so much better, and that allows people to really get their message across. And hopefully that's what resonates and not the rioting and the looting and the sad events of the weekend and the early portion of this week. Drew Brees walked back the comments that he had yesterday. We played that on our show yesterday, the comments he made about how he will never agree with someone disrespecting the flag. I do think it's important to note that it's been said a million times. People just don't want to hear it or they don't understand it, that Colin Kaepernick never intended to disrespect the flag or troops. He just felt like it was a chance for him to talk more broadly about social injustices that he felt were very real in this country. Colin Kaepernick could have had relatives that served. I really don't have any idea. I don't know if that's been discussed or covered over the years. I've lost track of it. Maybe it was. Most of us that are, you know, Drew Brees is about my age. You know, most of us that are in our probably, let's say, anywhere in your 40s, Our grandparents were part of that greatest generation, right? Most of them fought in World War II. Our grandfathers fought. Our grandmothers went to work in the factories. That's the way it was, right? I mean, so yes, Drew Brees had grandparents that fought in the war, as I described yesterday. So did I. So did probably all of us. If your parents are baby boomers, their parents, their dads were probably off fighting the Nazis and the fascists in Italy and in Europe and in Japan. And so I think it's important to remember that he's not the only one or anybody that says, oh, I have relatives that served. How dare you kneel? You know, people have different perspectives. And the great right. thing about this country
right.
is the ability to protest.
Okay.
I would never personally take a knee when the national anthem was playing.
Right.
And I would never condemn someone for doing it either.
There you go. So Kaepernick took a knee. Whatever message he was trying to get out there
yes.
was muddled.
Agreed.
Okay. Whether it was by his doing or others doing.
I think it was more by others.
Okay.
Well, I don't like when he wore the Castro shirt either.
He also wore the socks.
Yeah, that's
he
true.
He also
There's
wore
a couple
the socks.
Things. There's a couple
let's not pretend yeah. that there was just others that were muddling the message.
I don't like the Castro shirt.
He ended up muddling his own message a little bit also.
Yeah.
Okay. Should he have been banished from the NFL or blackballed out of the NFL is another question.
Yeah, I think it's terrible that he was. That's you know my stance on that.
Well, I believe the NFL and him got together on that, and at some point they found a way to find common ground, and they settled with him. Did they not?
They did. But at that point, I guess he knew.
At that point, the possibility of his career going on was over.
Was over, right. That's what
right.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
And that's what's unfortunate, I always thought.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Which is why I found Akeem Hicks' thoughts today.
What did Keem Hicks do? Let's play that.
Yeah, do that. Keem Hicks' thoughts on...
this is on Kaepernick, and then there's right. the little shot that everybody was running with, the little shot he takes at the Bears and Mike Glennon at the end that everybody was running with last night. Which, Chris, I'm going to play both of these, actually. This is a Keem Hicks on the Zoom meeting, and we can listen to a few of these.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if he gets a job. I wonder if now they say, hey, we need to bring you back in. We've seen the injustice. We've seen the wrong that we, the situation that we've put you in, right? And we want to fix it. Now, is it signing him back? Is it giving him a position in the league to maybe he works on some of the social justice committees? Maybe he is involved in a greater role, right, to make sure that we don't have these instances again. I can't speak to how to fix the situation. All I would say is this. We saw it, right? We watched how it unfolded. And we see that he doesn't have a job now. And this call isn't to advocate, Cap getting a job. But I will say that he did sacrifice his position for where he is now. He is in a tough spot. But I will say this. He has been – his career was ended because of it, in my opinion.
Cam Ellis, go ahead.
You signed Mike Glennon.
And then he threw the little shot in there, we signed Mike Glennon, instead of Colin Kaepernick. I mean, that's – poor Mike Glennon takes a shot. But I get what he's going for. Like, there's no way Mike Glennon should be getting a job over Colin Kaepernick a few years ago. I mean, I think that's the unfortunate part.
I think there's a better chance of Colin Kaepernick getting a job with Nike, with other shoe companies.
You think he'd ever be a broadcaster?
With somebody else? Do you think he'd ever be? It depends if he's interested.
I know. Like, if he were, do you think someone would offer him like to broadcast, to talk about the NFL, or is he just completely...
It could be ESPN, what I'm saying? ESPN, NBC, somebody like that giving him an opportunity.
But the NFL's got like a lot of clout with those companies.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like with the NFL, would they feel like they're alienating the NFL, or would they give him a platform to talk about the league and talk about the things that
are important? Do you or do you not believe that once he settled with whatever he did with the NFL... those were his days in the NFL.
Yeah, I think it was kind of
never
like,
ever to have a job again associated or with the NFL at all.
Yeah, like that's the payoff. Whether
it's right, whether it's right or not, it's wrong. You had a disagreement. You sued the league. You guys went. You settled out of court. You got what you got, and that's the way it works. The NFL admits no wrong. You guys all signed on the deal. The check is handed over, and there we go. So is that, in essence, your day of saying, okay, my time of working in the NFL is gone?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, it's interesting what Akeem Hicks brings up.
Yeah, I could play some more, too.
Putting something, being on a board or doing something within, the NFL. But I don't know how that relationship's going to work out.
Yeah. This is Akeem Hicks on the public's pushback to Cap's protest.
I would say that the bigger point is that nobody embraced it. You know what I mean? That there was such a large piece of the population that said, what is he doing? Is this? He doesn't like the flag. He doesn't like America. He's not a citizen. He is this. He's that. And that's the bigger issue to me. The bigger issue is because we're on the field for 90 minutes. We're on the field for whatever a lot of time that is, right? But when we leave that field, we live with a different reality, right, than most. And so I would say that the bigger issue to me is lack of support as a whole rather than just the NFL.
And here's Hicks on, will the protests bring out any real change or bring about any real change?
Man, I hope so. I think that I've seen it before. I think that this is different. One thing that I've seen more than I've seen in other situations where a black man has died in the streets because of police brutality is that there are a lot more ethnicities out on the front lines and speaking out and standing up. And I saw one picture that really stuck with me. There was a line of white people that stood in front of a group of other ethnicities because they felt like their lives or their bodies would be in danger, if they were on the front lines, if the black people, if the Spanish people, if the whatever ethnicity was behind them, right? Because it looked to be pretty diverse. I found that to be super powerful. It was a picture that's going to stay with me for a long time.
When we come back next, I want to play Matt Nagy talking about how the team plans to handle the situation going forward. We can discuss some of that. And if you've got a thought on anything, please, as always, you're welcome to join us. It's been a different week, to say the least. I think it's been good for a lot of people, too, that have wanted to get things off their chest. If you want to debate and discuss with us, feel free. 312-332-3776 is the number. We'll play Matt Nagy coming up next.
This is Carmen and Yurko. Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Up and running on Twitch, twitch.tv, search ESPN 1000 Chicago. You'll see Yurko and me in the studio. Waddle will be back in the studio a week from Monday. We'll crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie in about 90 minutes. If you want to ring us up, please do so. 312-332-3776. Don't forget to wrap the week with us tomorrow. And Mike North and I will have Odds Couple tomorrow night from 7 until 8 here on ESPN 1000.
Do you know who I think should hire Kyle Kaepernick? The NFL Players Association.
Yeah?
Should hire him in a role that is very similar to what everybody wants to talk about as far as you know, race relations and stuff like that. I think that's a role that he could be hired in, representing the players.
That could be. I mean, do you think he's definitely
done 32 NFL teams?
I mean, again, they tried briefly last year. A lot of that was kind of a sideshow. That didn't look good on either side.
I think there's a guy like Belichick out there. I think there are coaches out there that could bring him in and say, hey, let's get it working.
Yeah.
You know, even if, I don't know what kind of contract he's going to be able to sign at this point. He hasn't played in a while. He
hasn't played in 3 years.
Do you sign him to a $7 million deal? 1 year, 2 year, $7 million deal with bonuses, where if he gets in there and he starts some games and then he gets a lot more money because he started some games.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to know. You've got to see him play.
You do wonder how
much. I need to get him back on the field to understand exactly what he is. What he once was is not what he is right now.
Right, yeah.
So you need to see him back on the field. But, like I said, a role with the Players Association.
Boy, yeah, that could be. That's a good call.
You know, they were saying with the NFL, and I said, well, listen, if that's not going to happen.
Right, that's probably not going to ever happen.
Okay, it's probably not happening. Yeah. But a nice role with the Players Association.
There you go. Do you remember that Thursday? It was Thursday night football. Remember Alex Smith had gotten hurt, and the Bears were out in San Francisco? I mean, do you guys remember? I mean, he just eviscerated them. Do you remember? And it was like, holy cow. And Jim Harbaugh is like, yes. I was right. This is my guy. I mean, and they were off and running. Remember that postseason game against the Packers, what he did to Green Bay?
Yeah.
The showdown that he and Aaron Rodgers had.
Sure.
You know, it's like, man, there were a lot of good times. And, you know, Cap didn't play particularly well towards the end anyway. He struggled a little bit.
Harbaugh left, remember? Harbaugh left. So however he was being utilized by Harbaugh wasn't the way he was being utilized
Was it Harbaugh and Greg Roman together?
Tom Sula? Trying to remember exactly. May have been victimized at who they chose as a head coach after that.
Yeah, because I think when Harbaugh left, did Greg Roman leave with him, I think,
It Singletary that took –
Singletary was before. Yeah. No, I think you're right. I think it was Jim Tomsula, was it? Yeah. Or no, wait, was it – where did Chip Kelly fall in all that? Was it Harbaugh to Kelly or Harbaugh to Tomsula?
Chip was with Philadelphia first.
Yeah, so it must have been Harbaugh to Jim Tomsula.
Oh, God. Now you're victimized by coaching choice.
Yeah, sometimes that could happen. Here's Matt Nagy.
A role with the Players Association to me makes a lot of sense.
Here's Matt Nagy talking about how the Bears are going to handle these situations as a team going forward in 2020.
Exactly with what we did starting Monday. It doesn't take many people to sit in that meeting and understand where we all are as human beings. And so we all have different reasons as to, you know, and opinions. Everyone has different opinions, but it's very natural for us when you have the setting that we had and you have the open discussions and you talk about it. And then for us, and this could be in other facets of life, this could be people that are sick, forget race and all that. It could be other areas where there's people that are sick and they want to know that people care about them in certain ways. And so listening, I just feel like listening is so, I sat on that Zoom call on Monday and I gave my feelings up front to start. And then I literally just sat there and whoever wanted to jump on and talk. and give their story, go ahead, or their feelings. And, you know, when you watch it happen, it's hard for me to explain, but when you watch it happen, you're not concerned for that. I'm not saying that can't happen, but you're really not concerned for it because the respect that we all have for one another. So we just try to handle it as best as we can on the front end.
So everybody feeling the impact of the week and what's going on in the country right now. By the way, NFL facilities for the coaches are slated to reopen tomorrow. But the players will not be going back. The NFL has said you'll start at training camp. The training camps will be held at the facilities. The Bears were moving anyway. They're done in Bourbonnais, so it doesn't really matter. And I think more and more teams are transitioning towards that, right, York, where they just practice at their facility.
Some teams just value the fact that they want to get away and they want to be able to concentrate. But because they're shorter and shorter now,
mm-hmm.
we used to have six legitimate weeks of training camp. And they're having 17 days of training camp. Right.
It's almost a hassle, isn't it?
I mean, that it is. I think Olivet Nazarene College is thankful that the Bears had decided to come down there in a 0-2.
Sure.
That they're thankful that they were there for an extended period of time.
Look what they built.
Their facilities are absolutely fantastic now.
It's incredible.
It's probably the best Division III school in the as facilities. They're phenomenal.
It's phenomenal.
So, you know, good for those guys. They had a nice relationship for an extended period of time. Now they're going to be up in Lake Forest. That's where they're going to be at.
Yeah, and all the teams will train at their facility this year. Yeah. Frank's in Naperville on ESPN 1000. Hello, Frank.
What's up, Frank?
How are you?
Oh, man, I'm a little upset about what I'm hearing.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you got for us then?
Because, like, when I hear you guys say you don't understand the looting or you don't understand none of that, but on this radio station, I never hear you guys talk about Sandra Bland, Tamir Rice, or any other things that has happened in the black community. So the looting is the reason for this conversation. So in my opinion, it made you guys uncomfortable. Excuse me for saying you guys. I'm just...
No, that's okay, Frank.
I'm not offended by you guys. Don't worry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's just like the looting is what has brought this conversation to the point of view. So I don't understand all the complaining and that. If this is what's going to wake up white America to understand the plight of the black man, then let it be. We can fix property.
Frank, I'm assuming you heard that a little bit earlier today. You didn't hear it necessarily out of Carmen and me.
Not necessarily out of Carmen. You just out of on the radio station in general.
All right, no problem, Frank. Listen, Frank. You're saying alluding is part of the protest, that's what ended up happening because of the systematic racism that's been experienced over the course of time and because of the police brutality on the black community. Is that what you're getting at?
And yes, and also to the person who values property that much. So maybe property is above racism. So the next time a racist act is being committed in America, maybe that person who values property so much stop the racist act because they don't want damage done to their property. And now the looting has caused the solution on accident.
Frank, looting is thievery. That's what it is.
I don't like the looting. I'm sorry, but
looting is thievery, and you talk about the message getting convoluted, and the message getting crossed up, and the message not being out there and getting muddled. That's what happens when you have the looting. Now, if you want to believe, and a lot of people do, that it's because of that people have taken more notice, yeah, you could think that way. I'm not going to stop you.
I know that protests sometimes turn violent. I mean, there's a long history in this country and in others where, yes, sometimes you'd like to think that only peaceful protest will exist or that will accomplish said goal. But we know that that's probably not real. And I understand that sometimes protest turns violent. But mass destruction and looting and thievery and things like that as a means to an end, I'm sorry, I don't agree with that. I'm also not a black person, so I've never walked a day in Frank's shoes or any other black person. So, but from my seat, which is very different, I get it. I've led a sheltered life. I'll go ahead and admit that. I grew up in a nice place without crime surrounding me. You know, I can't change that, you know. So are my views a little bit different? They probably are. But is that as a means to truly affect change and that this has to get done so that people will open up their eyes? I think there are other ways to do it. I could be naive, York, right. But I don't like fact that you have to loot and
destroy. Frank might be 100% right. Because of the looting and the burning, that you get more attention and there might be a situation for change. It doesn't stop it from what it is.
Yeah, that's why
it will not stop it from what it is.
His perspective is very different than mine, and that's kind of why we've decided to open it up and let people
appreciate
just
it, Frank.
Talk. And you know, we'll listen. Even
absolutely,
we can agree and disagree and all kinds of things. Let's go to John in. I have time. Yeah, I'll go real quick here, and then we'll take a break. John's in Valpo. What's up, John?
Hey guys, great show. I was calling to talk about Cap. One thing on what. And I'm sure this has been said before, but what the previous caller was talking about, you know, MLK back in 1968 in his speech, The Other America, said that riots are the voice or the language of the unheard. And that's what he was referring to, that, you know, when you didn't hear Cap kneeling and when you didn't hear Eric Reed kneeling,
violent,
and when you didn't hear, you know, and when you didn't hear the peaceful protests.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there have been peaceful protests in Chicago. So when you don't hear those, then that breathes this next level of discomfort. I'm anti-violence and all of that, you know, but it comes a point where something is going to happen that's going to be loud enough for people to hear. And then hopefully you don't have to go back to anything that's that ugly again. So that, I wanted to say that. But real quick on Cap.
Yep, go ahead.
Eric Reed settled also, and he still played last year.
Yeah, that's,
so I don't think
that's
the settlement,
true, right.
The settlement has anything to do with him playing. I think what people want to see is that he gets a legitimate shot, not a, and I'm using this term purposely, not a token shot,
right,
like what was last year, when you know no teams are going to be able to send their real scouts there.
Yeah,
they're
that,
playing
that
the
whole
next
thing,
day.
Right, yeah, that yeah. kind of was a little bit
right.
of a farce. John, hold on. Was there right. a third player that we're not remembering?
But I, but John's right.
A chance
and,
to play.
And a bunch of guys on Twitter have pointed that out too. That hey, right. Eric Reed settled and he's still playing.
Right.
I don't.
And,
was
well,
there a
Kenny
third?
Kenny Stills has been real vocal and kneeling. I don't know if he was a part of the settlement.
Right,
I don't
but
know
he still he plays. I don't think Kenny Stills has ever not been in the league.
No, was I don't know. We can look. John, thanks for the call too. John was eloquent. Thank you.
I'm just trying to remember if there was a third guy that was kind of like a forgotten guy.
I don't know, but yeah, but Eric Reed. That's true, and he found his way back in. But it just seems like they made. I don't know if pariah is really the right word. Maybe it is.
If you want to go with it, I don't think that would be that, against
like,
that.
That's what they made. They wanted to make him the example and like, okay, here's your settlement. Now go away from us forever. And nobody's allowed to do business in the NFL with Colin Kaepernick anymore. All right, we'll take more phone calls coming up. 312-332-3776. A lot of people want to chime in. We're here for you. We'll sneak in some trending now or maybe sometime during the 1 o'clock hour, but we're really going to focus on the phone calls and what the people want to say. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Get Carmen and Yurko podcasts on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
I'd like you to meet a real inspiration.
Carmen and Yurko. ESPN 1000.
The Noon Hour with Carmen and Yurko is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert. Getting a home loan should be a fun experience. At the Home Loan Expert, they can close your loan in as little as 2 weeks. So check them out, thehomeloanexpert.com. All right, let us go to... Let's try Lamont on the south side. What's up, Lamont?
Thank you. I will always... I'm a black man. I've been targeted... No, racially targeted, but I will always disagree with the looting. I disagree. I will constantly clash with people who keep making excuses for it. I'm tired of hearing I don't support the violence, but that's the way it normally goes. I also don't support where they keep saying that's a black-owned business, like it's okay to burn a business if it's not black-owned. None of the business should have been taken down. None of them. That's definitely muddying the message. You have no right to do that. How are people supposed to live? How are people supposed to eat? How are people supposed to get around? The message is not getting through like that. I don't see how, and the people that he's come up with, I hear several people saying, trying to get people to hear and this, that. The faces, I live right over here close to 95th and Stony Island when all this stuff was going on. And because of the amount of time that I worked, I didn't know what was going on until I got over there. and the smiling faces and the laughing and all this and that, when they were spilling the stuff out of DD discounts, climbing in and out of the Jewel over there on 95th, those weren't people that were concerned about George Floyd. Those are people that are taking crimes of opportunity. Right. I've been on both sides of the law. I know what it is.
Lamont, thanks.
So those people are messing up the whole thing.
Lamont, thank you. There's the other side. See, you
got different. It's my places, route home, man. Carm. Yeah, Stony Island and 95th right there. I used to stop into that KFC and get myself a little chicken every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Good kid. You like the spicy or the original?
Oh, no, original recipe. Original. There's only one chicken to have, and that's original recipe out of KFC.
What about the Popeyes? The one that everybody was going crazy
The sandwich never did anything for me.
No? Because like people were saying it was the greatest chicken sandwich of all time.
It wasn't. The spicy chicken with red beans and rice, and then you take the chicken and you break it up and you put it in the red beans and rice.
I've seen you do this.
And then you eat the chicken with the red beans and rice at the same time. Absolutely delicious.
I've seen Yurko do this. Take all the chicken off the bone and he mixes it up.
Put it in with the rice, mix it in, and it's like you got a little stew.
Yurko is fantastic. A very happy camper in those moments. I've seen that many times over the years.
That's right.
Let's go to Randy. Where you want me to go next? Randy's directing us here, right? This is Lloyd in Chicago. What's up, Lloyd?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Okay. How are you?
Good, good. So I'm a sales rep in the clothing industry in the urban stores. So I can give you a perspective. I'm good friends with these store owners. 95% of them have been cleared out, looted. It's very sad. You know, these guys are in the community. They're the ones doing the food drives, the turkey drives, the toy giveaways, giving away clothes. They're ingrained in their communities, and they're the salt of the earth. And it's very sad what's going on with these lootings, because it's wiped these guys out. The insurance is not good in those areas. And it's just very sad, because these are the people giving to the community, and then when they turn around, they get looted. And there's no excuses. It's wrong. It has nothing to do with the protests. The protests are great, 100%. But you're basically looting the guys that are giving to your community and there to back up the community.
All right, Lloyd, thank you for sharing. You know, you wish change were easy. Unfortunately, it's not. And maybe this is all part of it. I don't know. I hope at least something good does come out of it, that's for sure. But we feel like we still have a long way to go, Yurk. Let's say hi to Merck's got Michael in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, up next. Hey, Michael.
Good morning. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
You know, I just wanted to say I'm a white male. I'm a father of four boys. And I think what America has to realize is the meaning of white privilege. It's not, my 27-year-old son felt that he isn't a white privilege. And I had to explain to him what that really means. It doesn't mean that you're wealthier than the black community. It means that when you're in a car and you get pulled over, you don't have to worry about this type of thing happening to a white child. And I think every father needs to talk to their children and explain to them what white privilege really means.
All right. Thank you very much, Michael. I've never once felt nervous getting pulled over in a car. It's very true. Never once.
Well, I've been pulled over 1,000 times.
Well, yeah, I know the way you drive.
Terrible driving.
Yeah.
By Chicago.
I've been in the car
Florida
with you.
Florida police.
Been pulled over.
I've been pulled over a million times.
Driving home from Indianapolis.
And you're right. I've never, ever.
Never once.
Yeah.
You know, and that is something that we will never know. It's very, very true.
Late night with Rudy Babich heading over to Atlantis for a little bit of a good time.
I can only imagine.
Oh, this breaking news. Is breaking news on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Is it a Woj bomb or is it baseball news?
Chris is nodding his head. It's a Woj bomb. It's official.
Yurko knew it was a Woj bomb.
It's official. I could sense it.
No, this is something different. The NBA has set the August 25th as the draft lottery.
Okay.
And the draft will take place on October 15th. So the draft lottery, August 25th. And the actual draft will take place on October 15th.
So 3 days after the end of the season, if the finals were to go a full game seven, correct?
Right, correct.
The last day would be October 12th?
Assuming that they ratify that plan today and it goes into effect.
And so the draft will be October 15th. man, I'm telling you, the fall and winter is going to be such a whirlwind, Yurko.
So think of that week. The 12th would be a Monday, so that would be game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Could potentially be game 7.
And the 15th is a Thursday.
Wow.
So then, of course, you're also going to have that night NFL
Thursday
football,
night football.
Right? College football, perhaps.
College football, perhaps.
And then going into the weekend.
Unbelievable.
Full slate of football.
I'm telling you. And, you know, we have a new podcast, an original podcast for the summer. Make sure you've got the ESPN Chicago app. I hope everybody does at this point, because not only do you catch up on all of our shows and the interviews, you know, Waddle and Sylvie and Cap and everything else on the radio station, you'll get some original podcasting. And we've been doing the golf club. And today it was we taped it. It'll probably go up tomorrow, Merck.
This is breaking news.
I can't even finish my story.
Here's your Woj home for sports.
Another Woj bomb. I was going to say, we taped the golf.
It's going up today, actually.
Golf club. It'll go up today, and we talked about how crazy the golf calendar looks like and all the sports coming back.
Come on, Shush, it'll be.
And so now we got more news. Okay.
The NBA Board of Governors has voted to approve the league's 22-team format to restart the 2019-20 season in Orlando.
So it's a go.
29-1 vote. You wonder who was the team that voted against it?
29-1. Why would the Bulls vote against it? I don't know.
Well, there's always, I'm trying to remember, you go around the leagues, there's always one guy voting against something. Well, was it Marge Schott?
Oh, I bet it's James Dolan. James, he's always, isn't he always in dissenting vote?
Could it be Memphis? Because if they were just going to start a postseason, wouldn't Memphis be in? And now they're going to have to sort of play their way in? My guess is, but I don't know. That's speculative.
Okay. We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll probably find out.
So you're guessing who you're guessing.
I'm guessing Memphis.
There was a reported article the other day saying that the Bulls ownership, The Athletic said Shams. Bulls ownership wanted to play. So I doubt it was the Bulls.
So I got the Knicks here. I've got you voting for Memphis.
I like Carmen's thought process here. Memphis is the only one that really had anything to lose by doing this.
Right. Because they'd be the 8th seed right now.
Because, what's the point for Memphis? Like, they're the team that could come back, and their schedule's tough. New Orleans' schedule is really easy. Okay. The Pelicans get in, and Memphis brought all their people back just to get bounced and not participate for the playoffs.
Right.
That would suck.
Memphis has a 3.5 game lead. I mean, they do have a pretty good lead on that spot. But
how many times do they play the Pelicans?
That's a good question. I don't know. So there you have it. The NBA is coming back. The NHL is coming back. All good stuff. More of your phone calls on the other side of a quick break here. And Mike Triplett's going to join us with the very latest. If Mike Triplett's covered the Saints in the NFL. I mean, since Yurko was in the league, it feels
probably
like forever, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he'll join us to talk about the situation with Breeze and down in New Orleans. We'll do that coming up next. We will take more of your phone calls. So sit tight, everybody. Stay with us. We want to hear from everybody. We're back in 2 minutes.